Galvanized by special election victories last week, State House Democrats passed a budget bill that restores $215 million to higher education, $90 million to K-12, and puts more money in the pension system. Here's Democratic House Speaker Greg Stumbo.
I think I'd rather have the vote saying I voted in favor of restoring those cuts. I voted in favor of reducing the debt. I voted in favor of making sure the pension systems were sound, and I voted in favor of not letting the governor have a $500 million slush fund.
All 53 Democrats voted for the bill. All 47 Republicans abstained. Minority Leader Jeff Hoover objected to Democrats gutting a signature budget plan of Governor Matt Bevin to take $500 million in surplus from the Employee Health Insurance Fund and put it into a so-called permanent fund for the pensions. Democrats instead took that $500 million and put it right into the teacher pension system. Here's Hoover.
What we're doing here is simply putting money as a lump sum into KTRS, and we're not addressing in any way a long-term solution to funding of teachers' retirement.
The House doesn't get the final word on the plan. The budget now heads on to the Senate, where it's likely the bill will be modified, possibly closer to Bevin's spending vision. Over in the Senate, a committee passed a bill that would allow some people to clear Class D felony convictions from their records. It's a new version of legislation that has passed the House for over a decade. Republican Senator Whitney Westerfield says lawmakers are still debating how long the waiting period to clear a record should be, 5 years or 10 years.
There are reasonable minds that differ on how long that period should be. And I fully expect that dialogue to continue after we address the sub this morning.
Democratic Senator Robin Webb said a 10-year waiting period would be too long, since many Class D felony sentences have multi-year probations.
You know, that could be quite a long time if somebody was actually received jail time and a 5-year probation period. So you've got that. Plus,
if the full Senate passes the measure, the House would have to agree with the changes made to the bill. Meanwhile, the Senate approved so-called religious freedom legislation that would allow business owners to deny services based on their religious beliefs. The bill stems from an ongoing lawsuit in Kentucky where Lexington-based Hands-On Originals is being sued for refusing to print T-shirts for a gay pride event. Republican Senator Albert Robinson is the bill's primary sponsor.
That is what many wish to do. To have government to force people into using their creative skills to participate in something that violates their faith and conscience.
All Democrats and a handful of Republican members from urban areas voted against the bill, including GOP Senator Julie Rocky Adams of Louisville.
I'm very concerned that this bill will have a detrimental impact on critical and ongoing economic development efforts in my hometown of Louisville.
It sounds like the bill won't get a hearing in the House, with Speaker Stumbo calling it unconstitutional on its face.
Whether we like it or not, we took an oath to uphold the Constitution, no matter, and if it's unconstitutional, I don't intend to vote on it.
The legislature only has 7 more business days to pass bills and hammer out the state budget before Governor Bevin has a week and a half long period to veto or sign bills. After that, lawmakers will get 2 days to pass anything last minute. It all wraps up at 11:59 p.m. on April 12th. That's your distilled rundown of the news out of Frankfort this week. For the Kentucky Public Radio Network, I'm Rylan Barton.